Welcome to our fourth episode of Animals with Alex.
That's me.
And Alex, how old are you now?
Seven.
It's been a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's been 1 year.
Yeah, it's been on the 9th. I think it'll be a complete year since we did our third episode. And so we thought we'd better do another one.
Yeah, and we're doing it with sea turtles. I hope you like this one.
So, sea turtles. Alex, what made you want to do this episode about sea turtles?
They're really cute, and, I love seeing them, that time we went to Costa Rica and watched them lay eggs at night. It really surprised me, and, it's really, cool how, they have their own, back armor for a shell.
What do you remember about that time when we saw them in Costa Rica?
They were laying their eggs and they were I'm pretty sure they're patting the sand, and they kind of look like they're swimming on land though.
Yeah.
And they've left them. But it really made me confused. Why would they leave them? Until I watched this show called Wildcrats by the time we got back here. It started teaching me about them.
What did you learn on Wildcrats?
It taught me that they leave their eggs, but they have to go back on their own.
That's true. Yeah, one thing I heard about is in Corpus Christi, which I really want to go see this, they have certain times, I think it's June through August, and you can go really early in the morning, and they have...
sea turtles.
Yeah, they have sea turtles, and so it's some kind of organization, and they've taken the turtles and kept the eggs, and now the eggs hatch, and then the little baby sea turtles are going to go back into the ocean. And so you can go there, have certain times, and you can plan to go there and watch it happen. So
we should go here today.
Well, we have to wait for June,
but
whenever it happens, we should definitely try to go. There are 7 species of marine turtle. Alex, do you want to say what those are?
Yeah, hawk shield.
Hawksbill,
loggerhead, leatherback, olive Ridley, green, flatback, Kim's Ridley.
Yeah, and one thing that I learned is that 5 of the species are in the U.S. Actually, 5 of them are in Texas. And,
so if you want to go see them, you can see them.
Yeah, you could totally see them.
Can you take a car, though?
Yeah, I mean, you can take a car from anywhere in the U.S. to Texas. It may take a long time, but...
take, 13.5 hours.
13.5?
35, I mean.
Or 35?
Yeah.
Something like that. 6 kinds of sea turtles are threatened with extinction. And there's not enough information on the flatback to know how at risk they are. So that's why they have organizations who are trying to help protect the turtles. And those turtles that we saw in Costa Rica, they tag all those turtles. And that way they can keep an eye on those turtles and figure out how they're doing, if they're still alive, and, keep tabs on the individual turtles.
So turtles, it's really sad because sometimes, once the baby, hatch, they don't see their mothers at all. They know their mothers, but they don't get to see them.
Oh, that's true. They don't spend their life necessarily with their mothers.
Yeah, so technically, right when they're born, they have to take such a dangerous adventure just to get back into the ocean.
That's true, huh?
So if a seagull just comes in, imagine there's a seagull and then a seagull just comes swooshing at you as a baby turtle and then eating you. That just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me feel uncomfortable to think of being eaten also. Do turtles have teeth?
No, they have this beak. They have a beak and it hurts like made out of something that another animal has.
Oh, the beak is made of keratin, which is the same stuff that your fingernails are made of.
Wait, does that mean that our nails are as strong as the beak?
Yeah, I guess so. And their shells have 50 bones fused together. So they're wearing their bones on the outside of their body.
I think you're talking about their skull. Their skull.
Their shells.
Oh, I think you're talking about their, like, skull, because I heard that they have, like, 50 bones in their skull.
No, this is talking about their shell on the outside of their body is made up of over 50 bones fused together. Oh, so the first few years of a marine turtle's life are sometimes called the lost years because the time between when the hatchlings emerge and when they go back to the shallow waters is hard to study.
They go to school?
No, it's hard for scientists to figure out. What happened in those years? The lost years they spend at sea.
Scientists admit, I heard that scientists have a really hard time because neither, if they want to see them, they're going to have to tag them or just find them. So it's kind of hard for them to find, but not so hard. They can get to them, but it's just really hard for them. So, like, neither they need to take a submarine if they're, like, really deep, like, where someone can't swim because this will happen to you. Or the pancake, and other times they can just like sometimes like a marine biologist can just go overhead, and that's what they're called, marine biologists. There's plenty of other scientists. Technically, like they will bury their own kids. They will like flatten them like in the sand. Like they would bury them. A lot of times, normally they can survive or. Just get eaten by a shark, crab. It's really dangerous.
So do you know how long they can live for?
Yeah, 50 years.
Yeah, 50 to 100 years.
What? They have some superpowers.
But yeah, they are often consumed. They, once in the water, hatchlings are consumed by seabirds and fish. Few survive to adulthood, with estimates ranging from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 10,000. So, their natural lifespan is 50 to 100 years, and an adult hawksbill sea turtle eats an average of 1,200 pounds of sponges a year.
These sponges?
Yeah.
What?
Do you know what their main predator is? It's a tiger shark.
Is that a shark with a tiger's head?
No, they have stripes on them.
That doesn't seem like a tiger shark to me, but okay.
And also, killer whales have been known to prey on leatherback turtles.
They scare me.
Other things are fish, dogs, seabirds, raccoons, ghost crabs, and other predators prey on the eggs and the hatchlings when they're little babies. Sea turtles have a large streamlined shell and they have a non-retractable head.
What?
So whereas other turtles can hide inside their shell, sea turtles can't do that.
Poor sea turtles.
And they also can't pull their limbs inside their shell.
Does that mean every turtle can't put their head in there? I feel like sea turtles are like the main turtles that are winning the race of turtles.
Because they live so long. Mm-hmm. Their limbs are all flippers and they're adapted for swimming, but they're vulnerable when they're on the land.
So they can't go on the land, but they can only go into the water?
They can go on land, they just can't. They're vulnerable because they can't move that fast.
So, if they try to move fast, it won't work?
Yeah, because something could eat them.
What if I try to move fast as a turtle?
I don't know. I don't know how fast you would be.
I would be Sonic.
Sonic, okay.
So I'm guessing I just want to be Sonic when I grew up. I want to be a turtle that's Sonic. That can go Sonic speed and run on water.
A super, supersonic turtle.
I guess you could say that.
Alex is supersonic turtle. So here are some sea turtles that you can find in Texas. One is the green banana. Sea turtle.
A banana turtle.
It is, oh wow, they weigh between 150 and 420 pounds. They're between 30 to 60 inches long.
Does that mean they eat a lot?
Yes, they eat a lot. Oh. Their coloring is olive brown or gray. And its name refers to a layer of green body fat found under its shell.
I was about to ask if they're fat.
Oh. I guess that they're saying under the shell is really, really green. Maybe on top of the shell is not very green. They live in coastal lagoons and bays throughout Texas. And they rarely come to shore except for when they lay their eggs. They prefer to spend most of the time in the water.
That's just weird. They should go to the shore, take a bath, and then leave.
They are clean all the time because they're in the ocean.
They're not in the ocean. They're in the lake. You literally said that sea turtles. Does that mean that only sea turtles live in the ocean?
Okay, Alex, I don't want to make you feel silly, but sea means ocean.
That mean they only live in the ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, so they can't... So does that mean that no other turtle lives there?
In the ocean, there are 7 types of sea turtles. They're literally called sea turtles.
Does that mean they're not 7?
There are 7 kinds. They're not 7 years old. That's interesting, though, that there are 7 kinds of sea turtles, and you are 7 years old.
Well, I'm high for my age.
The second kind of sea turtle found in Texas is the loggerhead. It gets its name from its large, blunt head.
It says log, not large.
Loggerhead.
I'm pretty sure they should have named him Larger Head.
Larger Head, okay. And then we have the leatherback sea turtle. They weigh between 600 to 6,000 pounds.
I have a joke.
Okay.
What do you call a turtle with a huge head?
I don't know what.
A larger head turtle.
And the leatherback, they have flexible leathery skin. That's where they got their name.
Does that mean that they're made out of leather, or do they kill cows and make it into clothes?
It just looks leathery.
Oh, so they're not made out of leather?
Their own kind of leather.
So, just leather, I guess, leather scales? Is that a thing?
They are highly migratory and will travel up to 10,000 miles per year.
Does that mean that they're literally just trying to spend their entire life across the ocean?
Mm-hmm. And then the fourth kind is Kemp's Ridley sea turtle. They're between 80 to 100 pounds.
He sounds like a wrestler.
And they are purple everywhere.
They sound like a wrestler.
They like shallow water with sandy or a muddy bottom. And the fifth kind is the hawksbill sea turtle. It's between 95 to 165 pounds.
I thought it said Hawaii.
They spend much of their time foraging in coral reefs. Hawksbill sea turtles are critically endangered.
Huh? I love turtles.
Due mostly to exploitation and consumption by humans. Do you know what consumption means?
Not at all.
When somebody eats them. So I guess some humans are eating them. And they're the only sea turtle that prefers to nest on rocky beaches.
Sea turtles are large air-breathing reptiles that inhabit tropical and subtropical seas throughout the world. Their shells consist of an upper part, a carapace, and a lower section, plastron. Bron. I guess that's what we call. Heart scales or guts cover all but the leatherback and the number and arrangement of these scutes can be used to determine the species.
How do you know that sea turtles, they're air breathing, and so they come up to the surface to breathe air. No, I mean, you've read that. That's true.
But I didn't explain it.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me, what does air breathing mean?
It kind of means, like, they actually breathe oxygen.
Mm-hmm. So can you breathe air underwater?
Yes, if you're snorkeling or scuba diving. But if you don't, then no.
Yeah, so they're coming up to the surface to get some air, and they're going back down.
Why did God make them? Not to be able to breathe water and air. If they're literally found in the water. I feel like everyone needs to rethink their life as a turtle, if they're a turtle. If a turtle's listening here, I will be fine. I will be fine. I don't know how turtles speak. Okay, let's go under the ocean.
Okay, Alex, that's a great idea. Let's take our listeners into the ocean like sea turtles.
I want to go see some sea turtles. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go across the ocean and learn about sea turtles so we can tell scientists all about our discoveries.
Great idea.
Now that we need to go there, I have to put on my scuba diving gear.
Okay.
Great. It's in our car. One for me and one for you.
Great.
Let's put on our gear.
This place looks amazing. Well, that's my first time seeing one in last.
Oh, there's a jellyfish.
Don't get close to him. I hate jellyfish when they get close.
Me too.
Sea turtle! I'm following it. Bye.
Let me go with you.
Oh, I want to see it. I want to see where it goes.
Okay, where's it going?
Looks like it's going right. It's going right. It's going to the right direction. That is really hard to go because I think there's a literal current going that way. So if we do, we're probably going to go left.
Okay. We got to keep swimming. Let's go.
It's so hot! Help! Should we be even scared or should we not?
I think it is scary.
Check.
Ah, shark! Definitely be scared! Swim fast!
Am I the only one that's afraid of sharks? Or are you? I'm going to the sea cave. I'm in the sea cave. I'm hiding from a shark. I'm scared to come out. Don't you dare ask me to come up. I'm not coming up until lunch.
We have to see what the sea turtles are doing.
Fine. There's another one. Wait. There's babies.
Oh.
Oh, bye-bye, baby. That was a very short life. Just getting to the ocean and getting eaten by a killer whale.
Oh, no. They got eaten.
Now he's looking at us. We should get out.
Oh, let's get out. Swimming to the surface.
I think we're
okay, so we barely made it with our lives intact. We found out what happens to sea turtles, right?
Yeah, we found out. I'm glad that we didn't get eaten. Let me make sure I'm alive. Yep, I'm alive. That's great.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're still alive. I'm still alive, too.
I think we should never do that again.
Okay. So what's happening to the sea turtles is that things are eating them.
But they might survive. A very little chance.
So that's why there are so few sea turtles. Now we know the answer.
And now we know the answer why we're never going back down there.
So Alex, did you learn a lot about sea turtles in this episode?
Yeah.
Do you think our listeners will have learned a lot about sea turtles too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye. I hope you stick around until our next episode.
Bye.
Bye.